30 years ago today, Jeff Bezos founded an online bookstore in his garage. He called it Kadabra, but a lawyer misheard the name as
Kadaver? No, not Kadaver, Kadabra. And he's like, Kadaver? I said, no. So anyway, the company was incorporated as Kadabra Inc. Right there. And 3 months later was changed to Amazon.com.
Amazon is now one of the largest companies on earth, one of a few to be worth $2 trillion. And we should note that Amazon is among NPR's financial supporters and pays to distribute some of our content. Alina Selyukh covers Amazon on NPR's business desk. She joins us now. Hi, Alina.
Hello.
So let's talk about the man who started it all, Jeff Bezos. What was he up to back in 1994?
Oh, he was not one of the world's richest men. Let's start with that. Bezos was an investment banker on Wall Street, and he really wanted to get in on the dot-com boom. Picture a guy with wispy hair, wearing khakis, driving a Honda. He was a very frugal guy, but he was very intense and focused. His other idea for the company name was actually relentless.com. That's still, if you type in relentless.com, that still sends you to Amazon.com. Bezos wanted to build the everything store, and he did it.
And we mentioned in the top, but it's worth reminding people, Amazon got its start selling only books.
Yes. He started with books because they were relatively cheap. They don't spoil, they don't go bad or outdated, pretty sturdy to ship, and there are just millions of them, so you could sell very many titles.
So how did this go from a bookseller to a global e-commerce giant?
Yeah, well, Amazon bought a lot of other companies, software, robotics, grocery stores. It got a leg up on sales tax for a long time. As an online seller, Amazon didn't collect sales tax for much of the country for about two decades. Also, Amazon pumped all its money back into Amazon. It famously delivered many unprofitable years without kind of getting pressure from investors. And then, you know, Amazon made transformative products. Think like the Kindle, book reader, the smart speaker. It made pretty transformative business decisions, like opening its marketplace to small businesses, which now these small businesses actually sell the majority of stuff you find on Amazon. And Amazon put a laser focus on two-day and then same-day shipping and then started charging shoppers a membership fee to access. That was also pretty transformative. And now enough subscribers pay for Amazon Prime to populate the eighth largest country on earth.
Oh. Can you take a moment just to list out some of the businesses that Amazon runs?
Yes, it's a long list. Ready? Okay. So obviously, Amazon sells you stuff. It publishes books. It makes films and TV shows. It owns MGM Studios. Also owns Twitch video streaming, Audible audiobooks, the Goodreads website, Whole Foods, grocery delivery. It has the Ring security camera, the Alexa smart speaker. It owns the One Medical primary care chain, also online pharmacy. It's a leader in cloud computing. It has a fast-growing advertising business. And then, you know, the whole backbone of it all, data centers, warehouses, trucking, airport hubs.
So everything. You could have said everything.
Everything. Does a lot of things.
You know, in recent years, we've also seen a lot of coverage about the tough working conditions at Amazon warehouses. What's the human cost of building a company like Amazon?
Yeah, Amazon is now the second largest private employer in the U.S., right behind Walmart. That's 1.5 million people making this company run. And most of them are folks in warehouses and the shipping hubs packing and delivering your stuff, often for minimum wage or just above minimum wage. It is hard physical work. This has led to kind of a new chapter in Amazon's story. You've got the union push. Amazon is fighting union campaigns really aggressively. So far, one warehouse has actually unionized in New York, but Amazon still refuses to recognize the union, and it's been 2 years.
Okay, so where is Amazon today? You know, now that they're a major player in so many different industries, what comes next?
Amazon is 30 now. Its knees are creaking a little bit. It's feeling a little bloated. It actually did grow a bit too much during the pandemic and is now scaling back some of its warehousing footprint. I think there's one big tech challenge for Amazon, which is to catch up on the AI race. But really big picture, Amazon does face a federal anti-monopoly lawsuit, which could though very much in theory, try to break up the company. The suit accuses Amazon of suffocating rivals, of actually raising costs for both sellers and shoppers over time. But that case will take years. You have some sellers pushing back on Amazon's fees and restrictions. You have some workers pushing back on speed and conditions. But Amazon's key defense through it all has long been that, you know, customers trust the brand, love the brand. So it will be interesting to see how Amazon is able to keep that trust. Is it able to stave off, like, the fake reviews, fake products, rising prices, frustrations with search, and stay ahead of competition? Amazon is doing a lot, and that is pretty existential.
That's NPR's Alina Selyukh. Alina, thank you so much.
Thank you.